right on down through the whole town. Mm-hmm. It was, I tell you, one of the lived there. They bought it, kin to the Carters. And they had the best luck with flowers and everything they built out in Chisholm when they first came here. And then they came over here, and then they wound up in one of those big homes on Parrish Street and had their studio in that. You know.
You're right, I know what it is.
Herbert.
Say if we mentioned swamps a little while ago. If they're getting water off the swamp, you're saying they're doing what? They're
draining it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing that you had to dig to drain the swamps? Any special name for that?
Well, unless it would be, they usually have to kind of put sewers in, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And drain it off.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you mentioned the Alabama River yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call bodies of water that say are just a little smaller than a river?
Creeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's that creek? That's
Catoma.
Catoma Creek. That's the most famous one around Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Isn't that where they surrendered Montgomery at?
That's why all the sewage used to go, but now they have a big treatment plant out there costing millions. They're fixing that all over now.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a thing of the past as far as sewage is concerned. But years ago, before they used it for that purpose, why, there used to be good fishing creek, and people used to fish in it.
A deep, narrow valley that's, say, cut by a stream of water in the woods, maybe 10 feet across, 10 feet deep. Would you have any special name for that? Kind of a big, huge ditch that's cut by?
Between a river and a...
Well, just something out in the woods. Maybe it doesn't have any water in it, but...
Oh.
It's kind of washed out.
Oh.
You have any special name for that?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And,
I probably know what it is, but I can't think of it now.
Let's see. What are some of the more important bodies of water around here beside Catoma Creek and Alabama River? Are there any other important?
Well, of course, a lot of rivers. The one toward Wetumpka, all of those. The Tom Big was not here, but the what's that? You know, the river
Coosa.
Up there, Coosa and Tallapoosa. They're around here, not far.
I guess those are about the most important things around.
The Alabama River is the nearest Montgomery. My daddy learned to swim by diving off of these old cliffs and those places at the depot down there. You know, beyond the railroad station, said half the boys in Montgomery learned to swim there and in the Brickyard Pond over here in North Montgomery, which was... the Brickyard of Jenkins, it was McIntyre's Brickyard at one time, and then he sold it to Mike.
It's funny that you mentioned that because the last time we were, I guess last summer, we went on that river boat that they have
and
down the river, and there were a bunch of boys jumping off the
cliffs over
in the Alabama River.
Well, Pop said they went off in the birthday clothes, and why they didn't drown in that river. But those Brickyard ponds were just bottomless, they said. And Mr. whose brother was Governor Gray's legal advisor and all, his nephew drowned one Sunday afternoon. I never shall forget everybody in town. Montgomery was smaller then. They were so crushed about it. These boys were told not to go, but they slipped off and went over there anyway. And he drowned. He was a fine young boy, just about 15 years old.
I know how. Out where I went to elementary school, there was a gravel pit, and people told us it had no bottom to it, so we were all scared.
Yeah, they all say that about them, and they are mighty deep, because when everybody drowns, it takes a long time to recover the bottom.
what would you call a small rise in the land, say just a
hill?
Mm-hmm.